Welcome to the Purdue Dairy Digest. I'm Dr. Tamalee Nenick. In this installment of the Dairy Digest, Dr. Mike Schutz will be talking about flooding in dairies.
Torrential rains that have fallen over the eastern Corn Belt seemingly nonstop over the past several months serve as a reminder for dairy farms to be prepared for flooding. Fortunately, typical practices of building dairy barns on ridges and locating manure handling structures a distance from streams lessens the likelihood that barns themselves will be in floodwaters, although that sometimes happens and requires evacuation of cattle. But torrential rains have major impacts on dairy farm operations. One key consideration is the impact of such large amounts of rain on manure storage system. For every inch of rain falling, an inch of storage is lost just from the rain above the storage pit. Of course, rain falling on surface area draining into the storage simply compounds the problem. Combine that with time of the year and extremely wet field conditions, and there may simply not be an opportunity to remove much slurry from the pit. Plan ahead when you can to be sure of adequate storage going into seasons when it may be wet, and to be sure contact with your state environmental regulation organization and work with them on solutions once flooding has occurred. There are often exemptions for 24-hour rain events that are higher than expected to fall in 100 years, but often the rain does not reach that level. Rather, large rains occur periodically over the course of days or weeks. Also, be sure to plan ahead for estimates of how badly corn and other forage crops have been impacted by ponding water on the farm. Neighbors may be willing to sell corn for silage harvest, but keep in mind that maturity may vary widely in the field, and great care will need to be taken to manage dry matter levels.